Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. I know it's Tuesday, and I believe it's July 26th, and it's 2016. And we're here, let's be serious, we're here to talk about you, your buckos, all points in between. We do markets, the economy, jobs, unemployment. Democratic conventions. Scams, shams, corruption, deficits, debt, and all that crap. You name it, we cover it. You know? First off, hope you're doing well. Now, here's what we're going to do today. Listen carefully. First off, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. Also at GaryK.com, you can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, and all kinds of stuff of the day. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. Subscribe button if you'd like to get our notes. And I think the consult button will be up tomorrow or today. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Listen up. First off, I'll be live tweeting during the Socialist Convention tonight. I did a lot of live tweeting last night, and man, did I get a lot of reaction. I'm going to have a few things to say about last night in a few minutes. Fair enough? And as you know, we don't pull any punches here. We hate everybody. We hate them all. They do not work for you. They do not care about you. You are nothing. You're an amoeba. You got that, Democrats? You got that, Republicans? We're nothing. But especially you Democrats. They think you're nothing. You're a bunch of marks, bunch of Muppets, bunch of puppets. We'll get to it in a little bit. But first, we're in earnings season. So a lot going down. So let's go through a few things here, and we'll do the market wrap in a little bit. Number one. Before the close today, a few things sticking out. Texas Instruments, 1% revenue growth. Not making this up, which means no growth. Stock was up 520 to 7140. Big volume. McDonald's, down 570. Sales down 4%, and they said something about restaurant business is slowing down. Restaurant stocks were hit pretty hard today throughout the day. 3M, down $2. Now keep in mind, 3M bottomed in January at 134. It was at 180 this week, even though, listen carefully, last four quarters. Earnings up 4, minus 1, up 5, plus 3. Sales, minus 5, minus 5, minus 2, minus 1. Stock was down $2 today. United Technology, was up 3.25 today to 107.89 on what I would call pretty good breakout. Sales up 1. But better than the last three quarters, which are minus 6, minus 5, flat, and plus 1. So we'll give it the due. Thinking what else I want to cover. Oh, yep. No, I did that yesterday. Also today, Las Vegas Sands announces that the last month was much better than the month before and the month before. Even though earnings down 13, revenues down 9, up 282 to 5062, coming up the right side of a base. Guess what that did for wins? Wins was up 6. Remember the insider buying in wins, WYNM. Caterpillar was up $4 today on 2x average volume. I would call that a one-year breakout on Caterpillar. Even though it's off the highs of, let's see. Boy, you got to go back a long way. Caterpillar's high was in 11 at 116. Earnings down 22, revenues down 16, but the market like it. Go figure. And then, rumor throughout the day, they had to stop trading. Analog Devices is buying Linear Technologies, and it turns out looks like it's true. So Analog Devices was up $2.50 when they stopped trading. Linear Tech was up $14 when they stopped trading. And I guess there's some sort of deal being culminated. And in the aftermarket, Linear Tech's down $1 now. But Analog Devices is up 4 and change. Go figure. Now, listen carefully. You know why you're seeing all these buyouts in semiconductors? You know why you're seeing all these proposed buyouts in managed care, which are not getting done? The proposed buyout in Office Depot, Staples, Baker Hughes, Halliburton, all these other buyouts. Do you know why? Three words. Easy frickin' money. Guess what they're doing? They buy it with stock, a little bit of stock, and a lot of money. You know where they get that money? Debt. They go and borrow it. At what? At nothing. Money's free. So you know what they do? They buy companies that aren't growing, they overpay for them, and they make themselves bigger. That's all. That's what they're doing. So the semis had a rocking day today. Between Texas Instruments and that buyout was up 28 today to 774. The semiconductor index has gone straight up over the last 2.5 weeks. And earnings stink. And sales growth stinks. Let's do aftermarket today. Twitter market didn't like the numbers. Close at 18, down $2 to 1645. That's a big $2 for a Twitter. Robert Half, closed at 41.5. I got it 36.5. Market no likey. Akamai, closed at 58. Ouch, 51. Happy days. Ultimate Software, closed at 221. I got it at 212. Sorry. iRobot, that's flat. Who cares? On the upside, Cavium, nah, flat. Who cares? Buffalo Wild Wings, up 6 in the aftermarket. Keep in mind, Buffalo Wild Wings was down $2 today on that news. Panera, I got it up $10 in the aftermarket, was down $10 today on the McDonald's news. So it's getting it back. And you know what their sales growth was? By the way, it's up $8 in the aftermarket. Whopping 3% growth, not a lot. Edwards Life Sciences, which I'll be looking at tomorrow on a big breakaway gap. EW is the symbol, up $8. And that had actually strong numbers. Go figure. A company that actually has strong numbers. Illumina. That closed at, 150. It's 145. So that one's down 2, which leaves us with the almighty. The head honcho, top dog, big cheese. The most over-owned, most overloved stock in the history of time, Apple Computer. And very simply, the numbers stunk. They were terrible. They beat the number, but they didn't even beat by a lot. The numbers were terrible. My abacus says that sales were down 15% year over year, their worst quarter in ages. Earnings down 23%, but really down 27%. Their worst quarter in ages. Stock's up, I'm going to call it $6.60 in the aftermarket to 103 and change. Keep in mind, 4 days ago it was 101. So they were hitting it beforehand, but up to 103, and that's that. Now, the interesting thing is what Tim Cook said. Now, that's the interesting part of the equation. The reason why we're talking a little bit about Apple, even though it's been a dead stock for a while, and it's probably, possibly, could be still dead, even with this little mini gap up tomorrow. Tim Cook, who I'm not a big fan of. I don't know the guy, nothing personal. Just not thrilled how he handled the last year in guidance and talking with Wall Street. I think he got a pass. So up next, we'll talk about what he said. We'll have today's market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and then I'll be vomiting over the socialist convention. You'll see why. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Now just remember, we have been bearish on Apple, I guess since May, June of 2015. Somewhere in there. May, June, July. Here's what Tim Cook said. That he thinks they passed the low point. Demand for iPhone getting stronger. Cleared more inventory than anticipated. Unit sales fell less than had in March. Sales for iPad grew first time in many quarters, thanks to a high-priced iPad Pro, but on a unit basis, still declined. So basically what they're thinking is better than expected, and things strengthened throughout the quarter. I've already got 50 emails from you guys. What do you think? Should you buy it? I don't know. Don't know. The earnings were still down 25%, revenues were still down 15%, and I suspect this coming quarter it's going to be down also, so I don't know. It's bouncing up tomorrow, it'll help the NASDAQ 100, it should help a couple of suppliers, but I don't know. Okay? I don't know. We'll have more on it tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot more earnings to come this week and next week, so stay tuned. All right, we'll have some other thoughts today on Netflix, steel stocks, gold, silver, a few $6 names, big cap $6 names, and wait till you hear a proposal from one of the governors out of Mexico. I think they're called governors there. I love life. I love life. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, you listening? Those people in Washington, D.C., they are institutionalized, habitual, hypocritical liars. Just remember that. And we have it all in plain sight. It's not like we even have to think about it. You see those people rooting and hollering for Bernie Sanders last night and Hillary Clinton. They're hooting and hollering for institutionalized, hypocritical liars. We'll discuss in a few. But first, let's get to today's quite interesting market wrap. Brought to you by... No, brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market time. No gray areas with the man who's either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Now, it may not seem like a lot, but if I tell you there was a hell of a lot of jello moving on the plate today, Dow down 19. By the way, it was up like 60, then it was down 100, finished down 19. S&P was flat, NASDAQ up 12, NASDAQ 100 up 6. Transports a juicy 87, Russell 2000 up 7. As I mentioned, the semiconductor index up a whopping 28. It's just, you'll have to believe me when I say it's a lot. Advanced declines pretty darn good. Up, down volume good. New highs picked up a little bit. In the Dow today, as mentioned, Caterpillar with their horrible numbers up 4. Boeing up almost 2, but McDonald's down almost 6. 3M down 2. United Tech up 3 on their crappy numbers. But that was a pretty damn good breakout on United Tech. And Verizon was down a buck on their earnings. So that's basically the Dow. Okay? So let's talk about a few things that I saw today. Number one, Netflix. As you know, the stock gapped down badly just about 5 or 6 trading days ago on a worsening outlook. The stock gapped up today, some of that. I do believe at one time today it was up about $5, finished up 3.75. I just want to report to you that a director of the company over the last 3 or 4 days bought about $50 million worth of stock for himself. Now, we have not been able very often to talk about gargantuan insider buying. We told you about Wynn's Resorts. We told you about Advanced Auto Parts and Bank America. Here's Netflix. Just because insiders are buying does not mean the stock goes up. We just want to report it to you. So just put that on your little file manager. We'll see how it plays out. And it was quite noteworthy. Next, as you know, I have been telling you to hang out, rest. If you're looking to buy gold and gold stocks, you may want to wait a little bit. And over the last 2 to 3 weeks, it's settled down. It's pulled back. Now, keep in mind, somebody by the name of Janet Yellen was in her meetings today with the Fed and will have meetings again tomorrow before the big announcement. So as you know, today they were in there. Usually I would tell you they were playing Galaga and Centipede and Space Invaders and Ms. Pac-Man. But you know what they were doing today? They were playing Pokemon Go, and they were walking into walls and falling over tables. That's what the Fed was doing today and will do tomorrow. And then we'll come out and say, blah, 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 data dependency. We're going to keep rates here and we're going to keep rates low for a long while. But maybe, just maybe. Maybe, just maybe. Maybe, just maybe. We think the economy, if the numbers come in right, we may be able to raise rates in the coming months ahead. That's what she's going to say. Now, of course, currencies are going to react one way or the other. I don't know how much, but it may move that gold and silver play. We'll see. We're just letting you know. Listen carefully. So far, we believe the pullback in gold and silver has been constructive, not destructive. You got that? We think it's bullish how it's pulling back, not bearish. And we'll see what they decide tomorrow. They're not raising rates, which tends to weaken the dollar, which tends to raise gold prices. But we'll see what the reaction is. Anything possible. And no, they are not raising rates. I will guarantee you that the Knicks will win the NBA championship before they raise rates. So there's your gold and silver. Constructive pullback. Up next, what other things be popping? We'll have that. And my critique of last night's nausea. And much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
We paid less for Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I almost made it through the whole nightmare that is the Socialist National Convention that started last night, continues tonight, until on Thursday, the acceptance speech by the biggest political crook in history, in plain sight. Let me tell you what I got out of yesterday. And you're all welcome to agree or disagree. There's only one problem if you want to disagree. All I'm going to do is give you facts. First off, all these people last night whined and complained about Donald Trump and his speech last week. They got together with the media because the media is corrupt and crooked and sleazy and slimy and lying on their backs, paws in the air, tugs wagging, lapdogs. What'd you hear? Oh, it was dark. Donald Trump is dark. It's dark. He was dark. That's not the country I know. It's not the country I know. No, it's not the country I know. No, it's not the country I know. That's what we heard from these people. These same people, these socialist hypocrites, who went after Donald Trump, who has never run anything in government ever, spent last night telling you that in order for you to succeed, you have to vote for them. You better vote for them because you cannot succeed without them. And we're going to give you free this. And we're going to give you free that. And we're going to give you free this. And we're going to give you free that. So vote for us. They're not going to give you that. Donald Trump is not going to give you free college. Donald Trump's not going to give you free everything. There's a couple of problems. Number one, there's nothing ever free. Government gives it to you because it takes it away from you. You got that? Who the hell do you think pays for everything government does? Who the hell do you think pays for the grade A buildings in Washington, D.C. that's going up by the day? Who do you think pays for the overemployed Washington, D.C.? Who do you think pays for the first-class tickets of all the committees and the committee members and their assistants? Who do you think pays for all the food stamps? Who do you think pays for the grants that were given to Al Gore to create green companies out of thin air so we can put $100 million in his pocket? Who do you think creates... Who do you think pays for all of this? You do. Every single one of you. They don't pay for it. Why would Hillary Clinton won't give you anything? Elizabeth Warren won't give you anything. Bernie Sanders won't give you anything. Just remember, they're capitalists with their own life. They're socialists with your life. Elizabeth Warren faked being a Native American in order to get a big grant. She lied. Elizabeth Warren took a $300,000 to $400,000 salary to teach a class at a college and then tells you about income inequality. Hillary Clinton, where do I start? If I started, I couldn't end. They're psychopathic people. None of them have created a dime of wealth. All they have done is lived off of us. But they're telling us we need them. Think about that. They have lived off of us. Bernie Sanders has never had a job. He's lived off of us since day one, but we need to take care of him. We need to vote for him because he's going to do for us. Y'all high? I watched some women in the audience last night crying like he was Elvis. He's never created a dime of wealth. He's never created a job. He is spewing policies that did the same policies that are going on in Venezuela right now that have absolutely murdered the country. You know what that is? Bankrupting the country. Centralizing power in few people's hands in Washington, D.C., and they use the excuse, you need them. Because all the wealthy people are screwing you. And you better join them or else. It's a frickin' lie. It's a con. It's a scam. It's a scheme. It's a low-down, dirty scheme that has never done anything for anybody. It is a mafiosa-type business that takes in money, keeps a crap load of it, and doles out little bits and pieces in order to curry favor. The same people that created 19 to 20 trillion in debt, the same people that we need to have a central bank keep rates at zero in order to keep an economy just afloat and markets going higher, are telling you they know what they're doing. I got news for you. I have no clue how good Donald Trump would be. Maybe he'd be great, maybe he'd be average, maybe he'd suck. But you know what I do know? Donald Trump has never created a dime of deficits in this country. Donald Trump didn't take us to Iraq. Donald Trump didn't screw up Iraq. Donald Trump didn't screw up and take us out of Iraq. Donald Trump didn't oversee as ISIS started up and grew to where it is now. Donald Trump did not create another scam called Obamacare, which they lied about. Donald Trump didn't do an Iran deal, which we are now finding out they lied to us as the guy who wrote it up admitted it, and the media doesn't report it. No, Donald Trump didn't do any of this. They did. Hillary Clinton oversaw, voted for Iraq, had no problem with Iraq, only turned tail on it after it didn't go well, oversaw the start of ISIS, took us out of Iraq at the wrong time, and watched as ISIS grew. And don't get me started on a change of stance. Against gay marriage, for gay marriage. Against this, for this. For this, against this. Blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something. All over the map. So I'm just letting you know. There is no space between the word vomit and these people speaking at the convention. It's a scam. They're selling you on the belief that they are going to do every – they don't care a whit about you. They will do nothing for you except rid and rip and rape the Treasury in order to solidify their stupid power. Government creates nothing. It is we the people that are great in this country. They suck. They created $20 trillion of our debt. I haven't even started on Social Security. My goodness, that could take 3 hours. Up next, this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary, this is The Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today.
800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
Da-na-na. And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. By the way, everything I said I meant, these are miserable failures. They have failed us in every way, shape, or form. And they're telling you how great they're going to do for you? Hillary Clinton, ISIS, fail. Russia, fail. Libya, fail. Foundation, crooked. Speeches to Wall Street and won't release the transcripts. Speeches to countries violating human rights like there's no tomorrow. Emails that she should have been indicted for. And I can go on. But you get my point. Failures. They've never done anything for ever anybody. Ever. Ever. They're great at one thing. Robbing the treasury. To foot their bills. And solidify their power. We cannot afford these people. We are already at death's door on how much debt this country has and the need of a central bank to keep rates at zero forever in order just to keep things up. I don't even know if we can get the crap back in the goose at this point in time. We'll be at 30 and 40 trillion. With these people, because they don't care. It's just debt, and it ain't their money. Remember, they are capitalists with their own lives and money, socialists with all yours. You guys better get it through your head. There's a train wreck coming. And don't ask me how people got to the point of crying over a man that should be running Cuba. And I don't say that sarcastically. ...90% tax rates. Dumbass. All right. By the way, did I tell you that there's a governor in Mexico that says they need to build a wall in Mexico? On their southern border? Because too many people are coming in from Central America? Huh. Interesting. Huh. Just saying. Hey. I'm just reporting to you the news, ladies and gentlemen, as the world goes round and round. Other tidbits. Steel stocks. U.S. Steel's up. Let me see if I got this right. I can't tell. I may have to take it back. It's up a buck in the aftermarket. AK Steel had a good day today breaking out. So steel stocks look like they have a bid here on all their losses. Just so you know, they're all reporting losses except for Nucor. Go figure. As mentioned, the semiconductors and Fuego. Companies are not growing, but Broadcom, Altera, now Linear Tech. I know I'm missing some others. Who else was bought out? It's like the airlines. One by one, they're going by the wayside. Let me repeat, the gold and silver are pulling back constructively. I expect them to turn up again soon. Maybe off the Fed tomorrow, I don't know. And again, typically, there is no doubt in my mind they're not raising rates, and they'll come out with this befuddled statement. We'll let you know as the data come in, but eventually this, that, and the other thing. I just hope the market don't listen to them. Financials. You know, they're kind of sort of setting up for another leg higher if they want to. If you look at JP Morgan, just sitting tight as tight can be, needs to move above 64.90. For example, go take a look. Citigroup needs to move above 45. Go take a look. You can see how tight they are the last 9 days. If the financials can move above range, good. The Russell 2000 is starting to edge above the very tight last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 days. Where it hasn't done anything, but sitting nice and tight. If it can break out of that range to the upside, more good news for the market. I believe the NYSE looks about this. Yeah, the NYSE kind of sort of looks the same. Just needs to move above 10,815. You can see that's been sitting tight. So there's still plenty of areas that are acting poorly. But overall, as stated, Dow and S&P is still above the range of the breakout. And until that changes, you know where the benefit of the doubt is. And now if the S&P can break above the last 7-8 days along with the Dow, that's going to go a long way too. Keep in mind, tomorrow Apple will help the NASDAQ 100. I do not see the S&P up that much in the aftermarket here. That can change. We'll know a lot more. And just remember, there's a bunch more companies reporting earnings in the days ahead. I think there's a few more Dow stocks this week, so stay tuned. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Thanks for being with us. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.